The question was asked, if one finds a person to be annoying, is it okay to keep a distance? I think the answer is yes, but I think that on some level it's worthwhile to try to smile and be kind to the person, and as you do that, you end up growing. Do it for you, not for him. If you can do that, you will learn, that's when you start learning to be a kind person. When you can force yourself to speak patiently to someone who is super annoying. We once had a student here who annoyed everyone, me included. Okay, this was really hard. And what was doubly hard was that he would always show up early to class. He was first here. And sometimes, this wasn't a group of guys as serious as you guys, we would come Thursday night and no one was here but him and me. And we used to sing at the beginning of each Thursday night class. And he would say, "Oh no, you're going to sing. I don't want Jewish songs. Don't sing." So, yeah. So if there were like two or three guys in class and he was first in class, I had to respect it. Okay, it wasn't easy. Because he would make a lot of annoying comments in class too. We once invited him for a Shabbos meal. And at the end of the meal, he said a line like, "Rabbi, please don't invite me again. The yeshiva's cholent is great."
Oh my God.
So it wasn't a lot of fun, you know?
Sorry, I'm going to judge that guy negatively.
No, so, okay, you understand he was missing something, okay? So, okay, not because he didn't like my wife's children, but because he didn't have the decency to know not to say such a thing at the table, right? Okay. You understand the guy wasn't a lot of fun to be around, but I kept telling myself, be nice to him. Be nice to him.
Did you laugh when he said that? What was your reaction?
No, I looked very seriously and I said, "I really appreciate your telling me, Bezrat Hashem, I won't invite you again. Thank you."
No problem.
You know.
You gave me an excuse to say the truth the way you felt.
Okay, you know. No, the punchline was, he said to me, "I only meant for Shabbos meals." Okay, so, fine. At the end of the year, comes the end of the year, after everyone in the department has been bending over backwards to be decent and nice to him, he comes to me and he says, "You're the only one I could talk to, but I want you to know I'm leaving the Machon." And bear in mind, we did a lot to try and make things work for this guy. It wasn't easy. He comes to me and he says, "I'm leaving the Machon, and when I get back home, I'm going to tell everyone I know who was considering coming to Machon Meir that they better not come to Machon Meir." Now, this is our last conversation. This is our, you know. So I felt like at that moment, what I felt like was I wanted to share with him what we went through putting up with him the whole year. And this was one of those guys who enrolled the full year. You know, you could think maybe 2 months. No, the whole year he's with us. And instead, I took him into the office and I said, "Look, you can do whatever you want, obviously. You're leaving the Machon, and if that's the way you feel, I feel very badly because we felt we were building something together this whole year. But I just want you to think for a minute. The people you're talking to are people who are completely non-observant. And as bad as you think the Machon is, you got to realize if you're telling them not to come to Machon Meir, the odds are they're not going somewhere else. You tell them no Machon Meir, they might go to the beach in Eilat, they might do something else. I don't think that the people who are considering Machon Meir are going to go somewhere else." So you have to ask yourself, if you want that responsibility that they'll never keep Shabbos and they'll never be observant to any degree because you came back and told them, don't go to Machon Meir. It's the worst place on planet Earth. If you really feel that it's in their interest not to do that, so I'm happy you shared with me that's what you're going to do. And you'll have to do whatever you think is right. But I want you to think of it in those terms because that's basically what you're going to tell the people. And he said, "You convinced me. I won't tell them not to come." So I'm just saying, you know, and I was forcing myself the whole year. By the end of the year, he tells me, "You're the only one I could talk to." And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, right. At least one way, you know, he feels he could talk to me. But again, I'm not even sure, you know, maybe he was doing great given the tools he was given in life. Maybe he couldn't do better than this. you know, something was wrong up there. And maybe this was the best he could do. But you force yourself. You force yourself. And you grow from it. I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
I wasn't about to pursue the relationship. You asked, yeah. Is it okay not to run after a person? I'm saying, yeah, it's okay to keep a distance. But you also have to realize that by forcing yourself at times to be nice to people where it's not second nature to be nice to them, that's when you grow. You yourself will grow as a human being when you can be nice to the people who you don't feel like being nice to them. I'm not talking about someone who's far out trying to kill you. I'm talking about someone who's just annoying you.